Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Economics for many of us may as well be hieroglyphics. Tough to understand, and a lot of times in life when we don't understand anything because we think it's too hard, we just ignore it. Many of us out there probably get D's and F's when it comes to understanding economics. Well, guess what? Make it a little bit easier for you. Hunter Lewis joins us now. He gets it. He gets it so much that he writes about it. He's got 12 books out, including new one, Economics and Three Lessons in 100 Economic Laws, two short books in one. Hunter, thanks so much for joining us today. When you talk about economics and the laws of economics, people are like, uh-oh, there's laws? Is laws as in like legal laws? Or what are you talking about there?
There are definitely laws, but they're basically based on logic. Economic laws tell us that if we do stupid things, we're going to get stupid results. And unfortunately, both the government and even our economic policy leaders, the Federal Reserve, you know, they're all doing things which are totally illogical, which cannot possibly produce good results for the people that need the good results, and yet they go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, you talk about that, and in the book you talk about, you know, we'll do something in the short term that we think is going to be good, but really in the long term, it's a disaster.
Absolutely. We have to think about the long term, or at least longer than a year or two, you know, or the next election maybe. So, you know, that's critical. We also need to realize that every time the government steps in to make things better, when they start interfering with the price system and they start creating, in effect, price controls, you know, for example, the whole medical system is price controlled in a way that, by the government, in a way that people don't understand. But, you know, when they do that, they're wrecking the economy, they're hurting the poor, they're ruining the chances of the poor to get out of poverty, they're destroying the middle class. All that's going on.
And it's all done with the, hey, we're here to help you kind of attitude. And that drives everybody crazy. Hunter Lewis, author, is joining us now. His new books, Economics and Three Lessons in 100 Economic Laws, two short books in one volume. You know, you talk about crony capitalism. And I think that would be the perfect place when you talk about the healthcare world of again, the price fixing and the way that these things are done that confuses the Americans, that frustrates us, and that really there's no transparency. And then we wonder why it costs $100 for an aspirin, and we all scratch our head.
That's absolutely right. I mean, the price control system in medicine that I was referring to, you know, the American Medical Association has a committee, and they recommend prices to the federal government for Medicare. And, of course, Medicare is really run by insurance companies. So those private insurance companies use the same prices as the minimum price for, you know, everything throughout the economy. So all medical prices are really price fixed. And one thing that economic logic and also economic history tell us is that price fixing is guaranteed not to lower prices, but to increase them. Because the way you really lower prices is you get more supply. You allow nurses to, you know, do all the things that they're trained to do instead of just forcing them to only stay in certain areas, you know, and you bring in more supply in all these different ways, and that's how you get medical prices down.
It's crazy, you know, I mean, you know, I think the average person with common sense realizes that there's crony capitalism, and in a lot of ways, the game is rigged, and some of it is, by default, and some of it's by good deeds. But as the average person, you and I, and we do our things, you know, we look at something like this and we get frustrated. What's the average person to do in a situation where, you know what, they read your books, they understand economics to a certain point, but we feel helpless in this world because of the fact that the government is so entrenched in our lives that we don't ever seem to be able to get ahead of the game?
Well, it's very simple. You know, we the only way we're going to get change is to go into the voting booth and make some change. You know, I mean, you obviously, what happened in this last presidential election was an earthquake, And what was it? It was just a whole lot of people were very dissatisfied with what was going on. So they didn't do what people expected them to do, especially what the establishment expected them to do. They didn't necessarily even know what they were voting for, but they wanted change. They knew that something was deeply wrong with the system, and there is something deeply wrong, and it's the crony capitalism that you just referred to. I mean, that is our fundamental problem. And it's just illogical to think that the deeper government gets into controlling the economy, you know, the more economic corruption we get, the more crony capitalism we get, and yet the suggestion is, well, let's just get the government even more into the economy. You know, obviously that will just make it worse, not better.
Talking to Hunter Lewis here, author, a guy understands economics, economics in three lessons in 100 economic laws, two short books in one. And, you know, the crony capitalism, all of that stuff. I've always said, look, you've got to be in control of your own life. The only way government really helps you is by getting out of the way. Which they rarely seem to do. And this goes for both parties. They love to be inside of both of our businesses. You know, when you look at this, what can somebody take away from these books that may help them on a personal day-to-day basis, that's more than just a crony capitalism book about economics and the government, but stuff that they can take out of this and put into their lives?
Well, you know, everybody today has got to protect themselves from an increasingly corrupt system. And if you don't understand how the system works, how can you protect yourself? You know, when you go into a doctor and you say, I've got a headache, and the next thing you know, he says, well, you know, we're going to give you an MRI, which costs thousands of dollars. And then after that, he says, oh, we better have another MRI. There's always a chance you have cancer. All you've complained about is a headache, right? Now you've got two MRIs. Next thing you know, you've got an EKG. Next thing you know, you've got this, that, and the other thing. Well, you've lost, you know, 3 days from work. And maybe you had a copayment, and these days deductibles are out of sight, and so you're paying more. Maybe you went to an emergency room and got a bill for $10,000. If you don't know how the system works so that you can say, no, I don't want that, you are going to be taken advantage of, you know, over and over and over again.
Do you find, Hunter, that that's really the big mistake that people make, is they're really just completely blind to how the system works, and because of that, they put themselves in situations where, you know, for a lack of a better term, they are taken advantage of?
That's right. I mean, we have an increasingly corrupt, predatory system, and you've got to know something about finance, something about medicine. You've got to understand that, you know, people are out to get what little money you have. And so, in order to protect yourself, but above all, you need to go to the voting booth and get some real change here.
Talking to Hunter Lewis, who's got a great works out. It's a simple read. It's called Economics in Three Lessons and 100 Economic Laws, two short books in one. You know, you talk about, you know, the short-term, you know, excitement that people get for a policy and the long-term misery. Explain some of those miseries to people that, you know, good intentions a lot of times lead to misery. And I don't think people understand that, because people always want things to be fairer and they turn to government to make it that way.
Well, you know, some of it starts with good intentions. Some of it starts with deception. You know, let's take the crash of 2008, right? So the Federal Reserve says, you know, we're not going to let the economy crash. You know, we're going to help everybody and keep their jobs and so on. But the Federal Reserve and the banking system that it controls are really set up to buy government debt. That's their main job. And what the head of the Federal Reserve worried about in 2008 was that nobody was going to buy the government debt. And so he took a whole lot of steps intended to be sure that there was always a buyer for the government debt. And in doing so, of course, he created all this new money. And when you create new money, that makes prices go up. It did make consumer prices go up, actually, a lot more than the government admits, because their consumer price indexes are tilted, so they don't tell you the truth anymore. But much of that money just went into assets, so it made people own stocks rich. Of course, the average person doesn't own much in the way of stocks. If anything, poor people own nothing in stocks. So stocks went up. Bonds were a great investment because of what the Federal Reserve did. But what did Main Street get out of it? What did the economy as a whole? Nothing. We've had lower economic growth for the last 10 years than we had during the Great Depression.
Wow. That is absolutely crazy, and I don't think people really put that together because they see the stock market, the average person, like you said, who may have a small 401k or something, and they look and they think things are booming, things are great, oh, the stock market's through the roof, and we've had all these wins, and yet, in truth, they're not understanding that they're benefiting from very little. Last thing, and I appreciate you coming on today, Hunter, to talk about economics and break it down for people. You believe poverty can be eradicated. I've always said capitalism's the greatest fighter of all. You think poverty in itself can be eradicated with the right economic policies. What are those policies?
I think poverty can be totally eradicated globally with the right economic policies. And it does require honest government that doesn't mess it up. But what you basically have to do is you have to allow prices to do their job in the economy. You can't control them. You can't manipulate them. You can't sell, to big companies the ability to get around free pricing by buying government help. If we could just do that, we could absolutely end poverty easily in the United States and then even around the world.
Ah, crazy. Hunter Lewis is his name. His new books, two books in one, man. You're getting a deal right there. Economically, you're already benefiting. Economics in three lessons in 100 economic laws, two short books in one volume. Appreciate you coming on today, Hunter. We'll let you go jump on that call. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Like a lot of things in life. Economics and a lot of other stuff, the stock market, these kind of financial things, I think they scare people. We're a nation, and I think globally, we're a world where things that may look tricky or things that may look difficult, we don't want to deal with. So we'll bury our head in the sand or we'll just ignore it completely. And that's not a good thing. These are easy reads. And I'm an economic guy. I love this. I worked in the financial industry for a long time. I love these kind of things. But there's so much to it that is just spot on. And you know what? In the end, it is. Now, it doesn't matter who you read and what you read about and as far as the economics go, because you get a lot of these guys out there that'll sell you their mumbo jumbo. In the end, it's just a lot of common sense. And unfortunately, in this day and age, we don't have a lot of that. And that, to me, makes me scratch my head because the powers that be realize that there's not a lot of common sense out there, so they take advantage of people. Really, really easy to do in this day and age, and that's sad. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter.